Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street. It's the podcast all about radio. Our current podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we like to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. Many of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media, and they have incredibly strong ties to local communities, and that's based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. And on a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses, products, and services. In our 11th episode of the series, we hear the conversation that I had with Enrique Santos, host of the Enrique Santos Show, that's heard daily on 27 stations in English. Enrique brings his street smarts and community into this very successful radio show. He's also host of a weekend show called On the Move, which can be heard on iHeart CHR stations across the country, and that's broadcast in English with a Latino focus. And he's president and chief creative officer for iHeart Latino, where he heads iHeart Media's Latin strategy, including My Cultura podcast network, showcasing the Latino creators and their experiences. Let's just sort of jump in. Enrique, share with us a little bit about your background and how you got into radio.
Sure. So I'm a former full-time police officer turned broadcaster. One day I called the radio station Excellent background, especially for community. And it's actually, I think that's the pillar of really of my success and bringing, you know, my street smarts and community onto radio. I'm actually still a reserve police officer with the city of Miami. So in that role and in that capacity, I'm able to really inspire through my actions, right? Especially during such difficult times in our country with so much drug addiction and violence. And if I can be a voice of reason, I pride myself with that. And we do that on a daily on the air. So I've had a lot of success in broadcasting. I left full-time police work back in 2000. So I've been doing radio for 23 plus years.
It's fantastic. And why radio? Why is it so important to you?
Why not radio? Radio is important to me is because I grew up with radio. And now to be part of this awesome movement and connection that connects us in such a magical, true, transparent, and real way. It's really a blessing to wake up every day and be able to wake up and inspire other people in the way that other, you know, radio legends used to inspire me. I remember as a kid riding around and in the car and practicing on the intros of songs, practicing, you know, to be a radio jock, even though as a kid, all I ever wanted to do was become a police officer. I never really envisioned making a career out of comedy and radio and entertainment. But, you know, look at me now. So, again, I take a lot of pride in what I do. I'm very grateful to be part of this amazing and such important, powerful medium such as radio, and especially because we just celebrated International Radio Day, you know. So I celebrate International Radio Day every day.
Absolutely. Now, you're in a unique position because you do two different shows. You do one in Spanish language and one in English. So talk about the different shows and then how they're cleared.
Sure. So I host my daily Spanish syndicated show, which is a morning show. We're syndicated in 27 different markets. And of course, on the iHeart radio app. And then now, of course, on social media, there's always a connection. And we're always connected 24/7. It's not like radio back in the days where it just, you used to host a morning radio program from 6 to 10 in the morning. Now morning shows or true and successful shows are connected 24/7 and even on the weekends, right? Because you are and should be a reliable source and constant source. So that's my Spanish morning show. And then I host a weekly show, On the Move with Enrique Santos, which runs on 100 plus of our CHR stations, all of iHeart's CHR stations nationwide, as a matter of fact. So the weekend show, I'll start there, is full English with a Latino focus. Mm-hmm. It's more entertainment and involves more of the musicians that we play. It has a countdown element, although it's not a countdown show.
Right.
We have interviews there as well. The morning show has, it's a, the Spanish morning show that I host, or the morning show, better said, that I host, the Enrique Santos morning show, is in full Spanish. We do dive into a little bit of English. It's very clear that the hosts and the other cast members of my show are, for the most part, some of us were, I was born in the United States of Latino parents, and there's other mixes and combinations of the show. I like calling it the United Nations of radio, because we truly try to be a reflection of our audience. There is music on the show. There's current events, news. There's radio. There's phone pranks. It's a good balance, I would say, of, you know, the good information, the information, and the general ambiance that you need to get your day started.
Well, and it's quite a unique show, as you say. It's there's such a depth, because there's comedy, there's music. And you also cover some very serious topics as well.
Absolutely. You know, I try to be a good balance and a happy and positive voice, right? In the morning, you don't want to hear bickering, and you don't want to hear, there's so much negativity that surrounds us, you know, currently in the news cycle. So mm-hmm. I try to be a inspirational voice, a empowering voice. We do this with a very strong sense of responsibility as well. Mm-hmm. Because of the issues at hand and different topics that affect the Latino community, such as health and immigration. And there's so many people that are trying to assimilate in a new country, right? So again, we pride ourselves in being that voice of reason and being a positive voice in empowering our listeners, and also listening to their concerns and trying to help them not only through their daily, but in many cases, new lives here in the country.
Mm-hmm. And the Latino market is the fastest growing part of the population of the United States. And in many communities across the country, it's the largest percentage of the population. And yet, I think in general, when you say that to people, they're sort of surprised by that.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be surprising, but it is to some. And to some people, it might be, unfortunately, intimidating, which I think is again, part of that responsibility that I feel, you know. We hold, as Latinos, a very unique place in American culture, and our paths cross when it comes to broadcast radio. We know that consumers listen to the radio because the voice on the other side sounds like a friend. And again, when people are trying to assimilate to the country, they try to find a friendly voice and a voice that they can trust. Mm-hmm. So we, as radio personalities, specifically speaking to this growing and very powerful group of people in the United States, we don't take this lightly. We're not just here to entertain, but we're also there to keep them informed, to keep them connected to current events and what's going on in their communities, and also helping them to better their lives and to be a positive role model and to be positive and contribute positively to this amazing country that's opened its arms to many immigrants, mm-hmm. including my parents and grandparents. And because of the fact that the United States opened, in my case, and in my family's case, their arms to my parents and grandparents, that was a blessing, because then I was born here. So again, I take this with a great sense of responsibility, my role and my capacity and the power of the microphone and my platforms.
You mentioned how a morning personality, when their show was over, it used to be over. And now that's so far from the truth. How do you use social media to keep your message moving? And, you know, how do you connect with your audience that way?
Well, we're connected on social media 24/7 on all our different platforms. And now it's not just one outlet, right? Now you have so many and growing, and some may be more important than others for the Latino community. And specifically in the case of my show, we found that the majority of the engagement is on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok as well. So we need to be connected, right? And you need to know, not only same as on radio, you need to know who your listener is. how to speak to them. Each of these different digital platforms have their own unique language, right? So you need to know how to filter that out. And, you know, on one platform, on YouTube, obviously you would put a longer and full interview, whereas on Instagram, you want a shorter version because our attention span is a lot, all of us, right? We have so many different things competing for our attention. So all of the content that we do is tailored for each of these, all the different platforms. So you need to be, to have success, and at least in what we're doing with my team, specifically with my shows, it's a lot of hands-on. A lot of people might see it and think it's very simple and, oh, they just shot a video and put it up. No, it's very well thought out. It's a two-way street too. And that happens to us in broadcasting a lot. We're on a microphone and we are doing a lot of the talking. But as a broadcaster, I've learned what makes a good broadcaster and that we could always get better at, I can always get better at, is definitely listening to my audience. And I found that I learn more, obviously, when I listen more than what I talk. But that's what we're here to do, is to talk, right? So you have to keep that good balance.
Real balance.
Of always keeping, sure, it's a balance, I would say, of always keeping that two-way street. People, I have found, and I think that, you know, my audience, and as a listener, first is from a consumer standpoint, and from a listener standpoint, and then now as a broadcaster as well, I think that people like when we're at the same level as your audience. Nobody wants to be talked down to. Nobody likes to be told what to do. So in my case, you know, I always try to keep at the same level, not above or below my audience, always at the same level with them.
Well, you talk about that connection and being a voice of reason with your audience and listening. Can you share an example or two of that special relationship that you have with your audience?
Sure. So I get a lot of people that'll thank me. They'll thank me because they say, hey, you know, my kids were born here and they don't want to speak Spanish, for example. And they listen to your show and you sprinkle enough English into your Spanish shows or your phone pranks or your interviews when you're interviewing, you know, a cool actor or a cool artist, that my kids are now more engaged and speaking Spanish. Mm. So I take a lot of pride in that because I find myself, it's a reflection of how I grew up in this country as well. My cousins and all my friends in school, we all spoke English, but I'm fully bilingual because of the fact that my parents told me, aquí en esta casa se va a hablar español. Here in this home, you're going to speak Spanish. With your friends and at school, you can speak all the English you want, but at home, you're going to speak Spanish because we want you to be bilingual.
Well, and that's so such a gift.
It is truly a gift, right? I run into people that, you know, that speak, you know, two or three or four different languages. And wow, how many more opportunities does that offer them in the future when you're able to communicate in such a competitive and fast-moving world if you're able to speak more languages? So that's just one example that, you know, on the daily when I'm out in the street and I run into my listeners, they thank me for that. And that just gives me, it reassures me that we're doing things right.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we do what we do because we are supported by advertisers, and they're a very important part of what we do, and certainly with your show. Mm-hmm. If you had 30 seconds in front of an advertiser to share with them why it's so important to include radio in their marketing plans, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that, you know, no other medium offers the kind of reach, authenticity, and scale that we have. We've done studies ourselves here at iHeartMedia, and we're oftentimes the last voice that anyone hears when they're getting out of that car into a supermarket or into a store to purchase something. So it's important to keep that in mind, specifically when it comes to the Latino community. We are very, very true to brands. I still use brands today that I remember my grandmother using, God rest her soul, that I remember my mom using. So we are, again, we're very true to brands. And I think the majority of people are that way, but specifically more so with the Latino community. People listen to, we're the original influencers, I would say, as broadcasters. You know, I am shocked at times when you know I post a simple picture that I'm, when I'm hanging out with my dogs or with my family on the weekend, and people are zooming in and they're asking me, what type of shoes are those? What pants are those? So the influence that we have as broadcasters, that influence is really I'm really taken back by it, surprised that people are that intrigued by what I wear and what I do.
Well, but you're surprised. Quite a dresser, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I always think that I could do a little better. I try being very simple. But the power that we have, the influence that we have, right? With even when we don't try to be influential and we're just in our daily, going about our daily lives, mm-hmm. the influence that we have is really, really, really powerful. And sometimes a lot of people don't see that. I would say to advertisers that, again, we are the original influencers.
Well, as an original influencer, can you share a specific example of where you have worked with a specific advertiser and how that worked?
So I always like working with advertisers of products that I actually consume myself, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, because it's easier to truly and be authentic when you say, hey, I use this and this is why I use it. But I can give you some cases of some examples specifically that I'm very, very proud of. When I'm able to activate all my platforms and it's something that's full 360 that I can do on my Spanish show and an endorsement, for example, on my Spanish show that right. we can simultaneously run on my English show. And that has a social media component to it that can run on one of my social media platforms. Those are the types of products that and advertisers that I really enjoy embracing and bringing on to the platform, because it shows the true power of that 360 as a multimedia company and as a multimedia talent such as myself. An example, Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. So not only if we're doing something with Pepsi, does it run in English and Spanish on my English show and on my Spanish show, there's a social media component to it. And with Pepsi, for example, last year, we added onto the iHeart Radio Fiesta Latina, which is our tentpole Spanish Latino event that we host every year. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating it now in October at the Kaseya Center in Miami. It's our 10th anniversary. This is our 10th iHeart Radio Fiesta Latina. And last year, we brought in a fellow Pepsi brand ambassador, hip hop legend, Fat Joe. And we gave, together with Pepsi, scholarships to students that wanted to continue in the arts and to continue fantastic. Their studies in the arts. So that's one element that we're able to, again, full 360 on the English show, on the Spanish show, onto our tentpole event, has a social media component, and we're able to award these scholarships to Latino students that want to continue. I think it checked all the boxes for me. Duncan is another example on how it runs on my English show and on my Spanish show. And then we've also turned that into various activations where we've been in different places throughout the United States where we are not only giving back to and we surprise our listeners. Well, for example, I'll hide in a drive-through and people have to find, we'll give different hints throughout the week on a such and such date. I'm going to be working at a Dunkin' drive-thru. If you find me, you win X amount of money. So we tie that together. It's a lot of fun. It's different, out of the box. And at the same time, we will visit the local police department in that county. We've done this in Florida. We've done it in Georgia as well. And then we will visit a local police department or sheriff's office and come in with some, you know, coffee. And of course, if there's cops involved, you have to bring donuts. It's a good opportunity to also meet and support our local law enforcement, which need a lot of support right now.
I bet. It's fantastic. Do you have any advice for advertisers from a creative standpoint? Because, you know, sometimes someone will be sitting in a room and they'll come up with an ad and they run the same ad on an English speaking station versus a Spanish language station. And yet that may not be the best way to connect with that audience.
100%. So the first thing I would say is that Google Translate is a great tool, but it's not the answer. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of advertisers, ad agencies and you know, people within different organizations, and even as advertisers themselves, think that that's sufficient to try to, you know, win.
Just translate.
Not just our ears. Sure, and a lot of things get lost in translation. So that's a great tool, but that's not sufficient. You need people within your organization that actually are part of the community, that live, that understand, not just that live and understand, but that speak the language. And then that goes even a couple layers deeper, right? Because we are many different countries that come or represent many different flags. So, you know, Mexican Spanish is different from Cuban Spanish or Dominican or Puerto Rican Spanish or even Spanish from Spain. It's very much complex. You can speak English here or on the moon. English is English. Spanish is much more complicated because it's such a diverse, different set of lingos. And one word in Mexico may and does mean something totally different in Ecuador or Spain or
Well, and
or
that's
Cuba.
Quite a challenge for an advertiser
it
here.
Is it really is 100%. I applaud advertisers that I see now that are using a lot of the Spanglish. Why? Because in a lot of, which is actually looked down upon in a lot of Spanish speaking circles, especially our Spanish speaking elders, like my grandmother would probably not like it. But the truth and the reality is that we're such a mix of so many different cultures and so many different walks of life. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, if you're speaking a different language and you're trying to learn that language, obviously you're not that language speaker. But the fact that you're making a true effort to learn that language should be applauded, not looked down upon because you're speaking with it, you know, with a certain accent or not speaking it 100%. I think that should be applauded. But you go to major U.S. cities where we have a high concentration of Latinos, and you'll notice that people, especially Latinos such as myself, that were born here of Latino parents and grandparents, we live in two worlds simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So we do it a lot of times without even realizing it, where I would be speaking in English, and in my circle of producers or friends or family members, any establishment that you walk into, you can go in and out of Spanish without even realizing it or mixing those words together. So it's important to take that into consideration. But I applaud those advertisers, and I hear a lot more of it on radio that are using the Spanish language the way a lot of Latinos that live in the United States use it themselves. So when you talk to Latinos the way Latinos are talking, especially those of us that live in these two worlds,
uh-huh,
you know, you have their ear.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way, but maybe we'll start to hear more of Spanglish in the commercials as well. Now, you mentioned you also have a podcast network, and we know that podcasts are growing by leaps and bounds. In addition to the network that you're overseeing, tell me about your podcast.
Sure. So the My Cultura Podcast Network, we're very proud. We are just now, we just celebrated our second year anniversary. My podcast, we actually do a podcast, which is the My Show podcast, which is basically just a rebroadcast of my radio show minus the music. And
so
then
it's
something
an edited
that,
version.
Correct.
And do you do that daily?
That is daily.
Wow.
That is daily. And then weekly. Very proud of this. We're just about to start our second season of the HP podcast, the Hijo Padre podcast, which is
Hijo Padre,
father, son, which is just me sitting down with my dad talking about whatever comes to mind. And my dad is just a handful. I love him. And I think, and I kicked myself in the butt for not having started this podcast with my dad years ago, because the types of conversations we're having, some more serious than others, but my dad is a type of person that is constantly comparing to how life back when I was a kid, this is how we used to do things. And everything was so much better. The cars were better.
Now, is this in Spanish or English?
It's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish.
Yeah. But it's so much fun because we truly able to, you know, to bring up all these different topics and compare the then to the now. And I've learned a lot more about my father that I didn't know. And I've always been close to my father, but this has brought us closer. And I've learned more about myself and a lot more about why I think the way I think and why I'm programmed the way I'm programmed. So it's been very healthy. And it just brings to light the importance, the power, not just of radio, but of audio and about true conversation and how that bonds us and how that brings people together and how things stick with you. You know, how many times when we hear a conversation and you might not remember a full quote from a line you hear on a song on the radio, but you remember the general idea and the power, and more importantly, the emotion that it invoked and that it left with you, right? So I think that that's what audio is, that's what radio is. And anytime we're able to, again, like I told you at the beginning, it's a blessing to do what we do as broadcasters. And it just, again, cements the importance and, again, the power of audio, in this case, radio and podcasting.
Well, what a wonderful topic, because so many times you hear about daughters and mothers, but very rarely do you hear about the conversations between sons and their fathers. And so that is so special that you have keyed in on that. And especially in the Latino world, where that's that machismo thing, you're not supposed to show your emotions. So I just, wow, I can see how, and I hope it continues to grow, because it's such an important topic.
Thank you. And yes, you took the words right out of my mouth, because yes, unfortunately, there is a lot of way too much machismo in the Latino culture. And a lot of these stereotypes are ones that I try to combat as well. And again, there's serious conversations that we have, and there's some that are a lot more lighter and fun, but you never know what's going to happen on the podcast that I'm having with my father. And that's what I love so much about it, because we're both very vulnerable, but he's able just to fully and freely express himself and myself as well. And I hope that we are in the process, not just learning more about each other and that it's healthy for him and for me, but that it's healthy also for, and that it inspires, and that could be an example for anyone that's listening that might have a communication issue. Again, we are communicators, right? But might have a hard time communicating difficult topics and speaking about any number of things with their kids. For example, this brought to light the fact that my dad never talked to me, never, ever once talked to me about sex as a kid, because his father never talked to him about sex. And we know that it is uncomfortable, but wow, I think we can all agree that it is extremely necessary to talk to your kids about sex at the right age.
Right. Well, I wish my Spanish was better, because I'm going to try to listen, because mi español es muy mal.
No, tu español está malo. Si tu español está perfecto, lo acabas de hablar y te entendí.
All right. If I can ask you to finish this sentence, radio works because?
Wow. Radio works because it is real. Radio works because it is transparent. Radio works because it reaches. Radio works because it works. And I would say that there's no other medium that is as powerful, is as effective, and is as immediate as radio.
And radio matters because?
Radio matters because people listen. Radio matters because it reaches. Radio matters because it's effective.
Enrique, I want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. I am thrilled with your success. I love what you're doing. You're reaching such an important audience, and you're making radio better and better every single day.
Well, thank you. This has been, I've had a great time. And next time, let's do it in Espanol. That way we can better your Spanish skills. I know. And you speak great Spanish. From what I've heard, you speak it great. The only way you're going to get better at it is by using it. Muchas gracias.
You're right. De nada. Thank you. Translating an English commercial into Spanish is not as easy as it sounds. And although Google Translate is a great tool, it's not the answer. Enrique spoke about the importance of having people within an organization they're actually part of the community that live, understand, and also speak the language. The Latino market in the U.S. represents many different countries. Mexican Spanish is different from Cuban Spanish, or Dominican, or Puerto Rican, or even Spanish from Spain. You can speak English here or on the moon, and English is English. But Spanish is much more complicated, because there's a different set of lingos. One word in Mexico may mean something totally different in Ecuador, in Spain, or in Cuba.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.